Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much. Hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Sarah Heiner back on the show. Sarah has become a great member of our Brain Trust. She's the leader over at Bottom Line Publishing and the daughter of the founder. Now she's the president and CEO. And I've got my brand spanking new beautiful Bottom Line yearbook in. How about that? And twice monthly, right, Sarah? The Bottom Line publication goes at personal health.
Bottom Line Personal, 16 pages, twice monthly, all information,
it's
no advertising.
It's beautiful. So, folks, check that out. We'll give you some more coordinates on that in just a minute. Sarah, thanks again for being here. So,
you know, I love it.
I know. Who wouldn't want to be here, right?
It's true. Who doesn't want to wake their day with Jim Blasingame?
Life insurance. What's the news there?
Well, this is really interesting. So a lot of people, they hit their 50s and 60s, and their life insurance, their term life insurance, is now running out.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is they still need some insurance, potentially, right? They might still have a mortgage going on, or kids in college, et cetera. So there are a couple things that they can do to extend their life insurance, which is really kind of important. One in particular, you can get a short-term policy. If you're in good health, you can get another policy that's just, you know, 5 years, 10 years, whatever you need to carry over, and it's not that expensive as long as you're healthy, you're not smoking.
Right.
Men can do it for $1,500 a year. Women can do it for actually $1,000 or $1,500.
How much coverage for that?
$1 million.
Oh, really?
So that should be able to cover your mortgage.
Wow, no kidding.
Right?
Wow, that's good news.
Yeah, it is.
Well,
so it's really,
thing,
you know, you're
thing,
not you're not hitting a wall.
Like,
and I know my husband and I went through this when we you know, you get your life insurance when you first have your kids, when you're 20s or 30s,
mm-hmm.
and then we went through that same decision tree of, do we extend it? What do you do? Of course, the insurance agent every year was trying to get us to convert it and turn it to whole life and all sorts of stuff.
Right.
So it's a major
issue. I'll tell you what, though. I do recommend young people get, and I'm talking about in your 20s even, buy a whole life policy, not a participating policy, a simple whole life, maybe a universal. Buy that for as much, like, at least $100,000, if not a little bit more, because the rates are ridiculously low at that price, and never stop paying that. Keep that, because it's permanent, folks. That has there's no age where that stops.
No.
See,
as you say, it's so cheap, and it's like the easiest savings plan.
Let some permanent lapse back in a couple of decades ago that I wish I had not lapse. I kept it for a long, long time, and then for whatever reason, I won't go into all the reasons, I let it lapse. I wish I had kept it. But then my point is, that's not all the insurance you're ever going to need, probably. Then you supplement that with term. Because then when you get to be, you know, older and you're in retirement, you don't need as much coverage. But your permanent policy is still there, even into your 90s.
Right. The permanent policy is there so that you have a little bit of extra money later on. You have it for your spouse. You have it for your kids. I mean, it really becomes a different kind of savings plan.
It really makes a big difference. But now the term policies, these new term products has really helped a lot of people, haven't they?
Yeah. I don't see why not. Yeah,
you're saying about being able to extend them. I mean, years ago we didn't have that.
Okay. You know what? I'm not an insurance expert, so I don't know the history of insurance.
No, term policies are really much more robust now than they used to be.
Well, the other thing is that they're far more accessible, right?
Yeah.
So used to be an overwhelm of, you know, who wanted to talk to the insurance broker. But now actually there's some great places online that you can buy the policies on your own. You can get some quotes so that you're able to easily price it without getting yourself committed to having a whole bunch of conversations,
especially,
and then you got the high pressure sale.
Especially
for
a term policy.
Yeah.
But do your research on the company, though. You want to make sure you go with a solid company.
Yes, you do. Here's a few places that somebody can go and research some term policy, some short-term term policies. They can go to lifequote.com, insure.com, or selectquote.com, or three places that are good can are easy to be able to research. But here's a tip. When you go to do the quotes on your short-term policy, mm-hmm. apply anonymously.
Right.
Don't put your name in there.
Otherwise,
what ends up happening is that the insurance companies, they see that you're applying to a whole bunch of insurance and someone then thinks that something's crooked going on.
Right. That's a really good tip. That's a really important one. So, folks, take that to heart. Pay attention to what Sarah says. That's what I always do. I need the website.
Now, again, this is for people if you're healthy. If you have a health issue, and again, unfortunately, pre-existing conditions are still a factor. Even Obamacare or not Obamacare, pre-existing conditions are still a factor. So if you have some kind of health issue, a heart condition or cancer, you've had cancer before, you need to work with an agent.
Well said. Bottom Line Publishers. Ladies and gentlemen, Sarah Heiner and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.